Welcome back to After Hours, Let's Talk, everyone. Tonight, we're diving into something that everyone talks about, everyone wants, but few truly understand. Happiness. Is happiness something we find or something we create? Is it in the places we travel, the money we earn, the love we seek? Or is it in the quiet moments, the ones we often overlook? So let's get comfortable. Let's talk about what it really means to find true happiness. So grab your tea, grab your wine, and let's talk about it. But first, a word from some of our listeners on tonight's What's on Your Mind Tonight. So a listener wrote in and said, I keep thinking I'll be happy when I get the right job, the right partner, the right body. But every time I reach one of those goals, I still feel empty. What am I missing? That's a very good question. So many of us wrestle with this. We live in a world that teaches us happiness is always one step ahead. Waiting on the next achievement, the next milestone, the next better version of ourselves. But what really happens when we keep reaching the finish line and the prize doesn't feel the way we thought it would? That is definitely a great question. And it definitely opens up our minds to wonder, did we really accomplish that happiness we were seeking? Or was it just a quick fix for the moment's happiness? And now that that's over, what's next? What's the next thing that's going to make me happy? So I want to tell you guys a story. There was a time in my life when I thought happiness was just around the corner. If I worked harder, made more money, or found love, then I'll finally be at peace. And every time I got what I thought I wanted, there was this temporary rush, this overwhelming feeling of pure bliss. And it's nothing like it. And for a moment, I felt on top of the world, but soon enough, that emptiness crept back in like a bad habit, okay? I mean, that cycle taught me something. Happiness isn't a finish line. It's not waiting for us on the other side of success or in someone else's arms. Or in the mirror when we finally fix ourselves, whatever that means, right? Happiness is not something you find. It's something you practice every single day. You work on your happiness in everything that you do, in every single moment of every single day. It's in the little things we rush past, that first sip of coffee in the morning, the sound of laughter you didn't expect, the relief of taking a deep breath after a long, exhausting day, the peace of saying no when you've been stretched too thin, too much, too far. The truth is, true happiness isn't about perfection or possession. It's about presence. It's about being fully alive in the small, ordinary moments. Because those are the moments that make up most of our lives. And maybe that's why so many people miss happiness. We're too busy chasing it in the future instead of noticing it in the present. And I know we are all so guilty of that, worrying about how to make ourselves happy in the future. I gotta get this done and that done. I gotta be this way and that way so that my future is happy, so that I can be happy then. And never focused on the happiness that's happening right now in this very moment, at this very time. The things that you did today, the little things that made you smile, the joke you heard, the accomplishments you made, no matter how little they were today. Those are the moments where you're truly happy, and they get looked past and looked over because we're chasing future happiness and neglecting today's happiness. So let that sit with you guys. Think about it. Reevaluate. Are you chasing your happiness? Or are you choosing it? Are you allowing it to be what it is today? Or are you trying to create it for tomorrow? With that being said, the quote of the night: happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. And that came from Dalai Lama. Think about that. Happiness doesn't arrive gift-wrapped. It's built moment by moment by the choices we make, what we focus on, what we release, and what we hold close. And that's a fact. Choose to be happy every single moment of every single day. Don't neglect the little things in life, because they always turn out to be the best moments you ever had. And the most purest happiness you ever experienced when you get older and you look back on those times. It's not the big things that you really focus on being the happiest moment. It's those little small details that made it so joyous. So here's my challenge to you tonight. Ask yourself, what's one small thing that brought you peace or joy today? Don't overlook it. Name it. Let it count. And then ask yourself, what's one thing you can let go of that's standing in the way of your joy today? Maybe it's comparison, or maybe it's compromising. Maybe it's the perfectionism. Maybe it's waiting for tomorrow to feel good enough. True happiness starts when we stop treating it like a destination, okay? And start treating it like a practice. Honing in on those beautiful skills of y'all's and making it chaotically perfect. So, as we close tonight's conversation, I want you to remember this. Happiness is not hiding from you. It absolutely isn't. It's not waiting in the future. It's here, right now, in the quiet details of your life. You don't have to chase it. You just have to choose it again and again and again. Thank you guys for listening and spending time with me tonight. Until we meet again, may you notice the little things and may you find happiness right where you are. And as always, remember the night. It always has something to say. Good night, loves.